It is the weekend. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Jack Ray, by Tom Murphy. Remembered it. Loved it. Let's go, mate. Remember my co-worker's surname. All made up of myself. We've been for like 2 months. Neil Atkinson as well. And we're here to talk about the weekend's action. But we'll start with Liverpool, because for Jack and Tom, you won't have talked about the Reds yet on the Anfield app. So, Tom, a win, a nice win.
Yeah.
Not exactly a comfortable win in the end, but that's it. It's a great goal to seal it from by Florian Wirtz and come away smiling in the sunshine.
Yeah, it was a brilliant finish, wasn't it? I really wish I could hit a ball like as good as he could. It reminded me, I know it was obviously a different angle and a different position, but it really reminded me of the same sort of technique as Thiago was against Porto a few years ago, when he got the spin on the ball and it just flew into the bottom corner. It was a bit like that, but just a different angle and a different, you know, where the ball landed in the top left corner. It was brilliant. No, it wasn't comfortable, but it should have been, and because we were 2-0 up, and then that freak goal, that was, I say, he shouldn't have put it in there, but if a Liverpool player was in that situation and a player was down for Palace, I would have been fuming if they hadn't put it in the back of the net, and then if it gets disallowed, it gets disallowed. But look, that last 20 or so minutes or whatever it was, what was a bit nervy. But then, yeah, a brilliant finish from Wirtz just sealed the deal. And it's so good to see us have a bit of consistency in the league. Three wins on the bounce. And, just a really good win, especially after Palace have beaten us. They could have beaten us four times in one season.
Would have been, yeah. With the community shield.
Yeah, couldn't have let that happen. So, yeah, good to get the win against them finally.
Can you hit a ball like that, Jack?
Absolutely not.
Feel free to lie. We've never seen you play.
No, absolutely not. I was dead sceptical before the game. I remember saying to my dad and granddad on the crop, should win, but I'm predicting 1-1 here. And then the first 10, 15 minutes, I thought, oh, I'm right. But then they looked good after that. And then I think it was after our first goal, I think we just didn't look back after then, really.
Yeah.
Until obviously their free goal, which I agree with Tom. If it was a Liverpool player, I'd have said to him to knock it in as well. So I think it was a good performance, really good performance, and really important win. I think Palace are always a tough team to beat, ever since I was a kid. I was youth three all of their place years ago. Always a tough team to beat, this year especially, and a really good side. So I think it was a really good win, a really important win, if you want to finish in the top five.
On the injured goalie, I did the show straight afterwards, and then I've seen it back since. It all happens very quickly. Like, when I was watching it live, Freddie Woodman, he got up three times, he went down seven. He was like, oh, you know, and it was all like, and everyone was screaming. And then when you watch it back, you're like, actually, this has all happened really quickly, and I can see exactly why he's just gone in the goal, celebrated. Like, it's a reminder that these people are just making split-second decisions, and to maybe appeal to a right-back who's tried everything to win to suddenly question his morals and study ancient philosophy for the right thing to do in that moment might be being a bit harsh.
It is, but I think that